News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, as you'll be aware, earlier this week we launched our survey asking how safe women feel while walking alone after dark. The findings were pretty stark. They don't feel safe. 9 out of 10 women saying they felt uncomfortable walking alone after dark. 13% of respondents reported being attacked while walking alone. 60% verbally harassed. We are joined now by the Minister of Justice, Social Protection, Community and Rural Development on the Islands, Heather Humphreys. Minister, just your, first of all, a few things to get through, but your reaction to that News Talk Breakfast survey, 90% of women felt uncomfortable walking home alone after dark. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, well, good morning to your listeners, Shane. Well, first of all, can I just thank the women who have shared their experiences for this survey. And they've shown great bravery to come forward and to tell us their experiences and just to compliment you on the survey. You've outlined the details there. And what we must do is that we must ensure that people, and particularly women and vulnerable people, that they feel safe. These incidents of harassment and violence must never be normalised, and we have taken significant action already to tackle harassment and violence against women. And I do understand that as a woman myself. You know,
yeah, is it something? Yeah, is it something you can identify with?
It is, because we, you know, no matter where you are, whether it's the city or whether it's the country, you're in the dark, you're by yourself, and you do feel vulnerable, and that's the truth of the matter. And we have to find ways to reassure women, and we also, as I said, we also want to make sure that this is never normalised. And I think we need to rely on men to understand that women do feel vulnerable in this situation.
Yeah, fair point. What can we? I mean, men definitely have a role to play. What can you as a government do about this? In practical measures, do you think? Nobody's suggesting this is going to be easily solved, but are there practical things you can do, say, for example, over the next 12 months that could make a difference?
Yeah, well, it's a significant part of tackling this type of harassment and violence is making sure that people know that this type of behaviour is not okay. We need to educate people on these issues, and the Department of Justice is working on a new national campaign on consent, and that will be launched later this year. We must improve people's understanding of what consent is and what healthy consent looks like. And my colleague Hildegard Nocton and Simon Harris, earlier this year, they launched an online learning hub on sexual consent for the third level sector. The No Excuses campaign has also run since 2019, and it aims to educate and raise awareness, and it highlights that as a society we have a role to play in preventing sexual harassment and sexual violence. We're also working across government on our new strategy on tackling domestic, sexual and gender-based violence, which will be published at the end of the year. It's a priority for me, for the government and for Minister Helen McEntee, who has done a lot of work in this area, and she'll do that again when she returns from maternity leave. So making our streets safer is also about Garda visibility, and the government's committed to increasing the strength of Garda Síochána.
Okay, all right. A few other things I do want to ask you about, Minister. We're nearing Halloween. Fireworks already been set off, certainly around the area I live. I do hear a good number of them and see a good number of them being set off. You are launching an annual awareness campaign on fireworks. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, I'll be launching the annual awareness raising campaign for 2021. That's in collaboration with the ISPCA, Dublin Fire Brigade and Garda Síochána at the Dublin Fire Brigade Training Centre. So the this year's annual campaign emphasises that fireworks are illegal because they're dangerous, and we want to urge people not to buy them, not to sell them, and not to use them, because they cause significant distress for people in communities, particularly for the elderly and for people with sensory issues. They'll also cause great harm and stress to family pets. And that's why this year's campaign is being launched in collaboration with the ISPCA, Dublin Fire Brigade and Garda Síochána. So I just want to say to people, putting off fireworks, it puts pressure on our emergency services, and they have much more important things to be doing. They're wasting guard the time. They're wasting the time of the fire brigade in case it's needed for other emergencies. I know that we all enjoy seeing fireworks going off, but that's when they're in a controlled, done in a controlled way, and it's when they're being used by professionals.
They're a nuisance and a pain in other areas, and dangerous in when it's not done in a controlled way.
And people don't know how to use them properly, and you see instances where they actually cause them damage with loss of finger or maybe damage to their hands when they're setting them off. It's just not good practice. Don't do it. It's not safe. It's not dangerous. It's dangerous, and it's against the law.
Okay, two other quick things before I let you go, Minister. I'm reading looking at the front page of the Irish Independent. Budget bonanza for elderly as pensions, fuel grants to rise. Are you going to go against the advice of your civil servants who say actually the greatest need is not the people on pensions, but it looks like you are going to give a hike to the old age pension and indeed to fuel grants?
Well, just to say, we're just 3 weeks to go till the budget, and Minister McGrath and I will be having further discussion shortly on the social welfare side. If you look at my record last year, I negotiated the biggest social welfare budget in the history of the state, and I placed a major focus on our most vulnerable and our elderly. That's the same approach as I'm taking this year. I have to say that I am conscious that welfare rates, including the state pension, have not increased over the last 2 years. And we have to consider that against the backdrop of a rise in the cost of living. I'm also conscious in a few days' time the fuel season will begin. So from Monday, fuel allowance of €28 per week will be paid to over 370,000 low-income households. And I do know that people are facing higher fuel and electricity bills. So I'd like to see what we can do in this area. So that will all be considered as we hold our negotiations in the next couple of weeks ahead of the
pensioners can expect an increase. I can we take it from that?
As I said, I have to discuss this with Minister Michael McGrath.
Fair enough. You're not biting that. We'll find out on budget day. Just very finally, can I ask you, I know there's been a huge amount of talk over the last week about this commemoration of the centenary of partition and the establishment of Northern Ireland. Obviously, Michael D. Higgins isn't going. I think that's been well explored at this stage. Your name has been mentioned as a possible representative from the government at this. Obviously, you come from a Church of Ireland background. You're from a border constituency. A lot of people would be saying you'd be the ideal person to represent the government and sort of reach across the border. Would you be happy to represent the government at that commemoration?
Yeah, well, just to say, first of all, the government have not received an invitation, but the Taoiseach was very clear yesterday. He said that if we get an invitation, we will certainly consider it. Can I just say that if the government decided to send a representative and if they did ask me to represent them, I'd be very proud to represent the government, as I have done in the past at many different events. So, as I said, no invitation as yet. And if there is one, government will decide.
And you'd be proud and happy to go if you were asked to so do.
I have always, I've been asked on many occasions to represent the government, and on every occasion I've been more than proud to represent the Irish government at whatever event I was asked to attend.
Okay, Minister for Justice, Social Protection, Community, Rural Development and the Islands, Heather Humphreys, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.